But go a little further on. Perhaps the most interesting personal letters are some of those written by the Romantic poets. Romantic with a capital R. We've got wonderful letters by Byron, for instance. They're racy, they're very personal, they're a bit slangy, and they cover quite a wide field. And you get to know pretty much what sort of person, you know, Byron was. And then, of course, we've got some very fine letters by Keats. There's a whole volume of those, mostly written to his brother and his sister-in-law. And there's one which is particularly famous. That's the one in which he talks about human life being a veil of soul-making. Now, it was a sort of Christian moralizing view that this life is a veil of tears. But Keats takes up that sort of phrase and he turns it. Life is a veil of soul-making. The soul is not something that you're given, which doesn't change. It's plastic, it's changeable. You can develop. And of course, that's a very important idea which we have in the Dharma, that you can change, you can develop. We don't speak in terms of soul, though I don't see why we shouldn't, in a poetic sort of sense. We do speak in terms of developing our whole being, our consciousness, and transforming ourselves. So Keats certainly had that sort of idea. And then, of course, we've got some wonderful letters from Coleridge. I believe there's 6 whole volumes of them. And Coleridge really poured himself into his letters, his thoughts, his feelings, his fears, his literary criticisms, his philosophical ideas, his theological speculations, pages and pages of self-analysis, and so on. It's a very rich collection. If one really wants to know Coleridge in any depth, one has to read those letters, as well as, of course, the poems and Richard Holmes's 2 volumes of biography. So, yes, the Romantic poets were great letter writers, and their letters are well worth reading. And, of course, people carried on writing letters. Great writers continued writing letters all through the 19th century, and coming closer to our own day, we've got wonderful letters by D.H. Lawrence, and even more recently than that, we've got letters by Philip Larkin. I remember when a selection was published just a few years ago, because they created a bit of a scandal, because he expressed rather bluntly what some people considered rather right-wing views. So there we are. That's the personal letter. And we're writing personal letters ourselves. I won't say all the time, but we do write personal letters. And I've always felt that the writing of letters, like any other form of literary activity, is a very important activity. I'm still writing letters. Of course, I have to dictate them nowadays, which isn't always easy. But I'm still writing letters. And I try to say what I really do think and what I really do feel, which isn't always easy considering some of the people I have to write to. But that's what I try to do.